What's up, everyone? It's your daddy Larry here.
No.
We are back on a Thursday.
Damn it. Is that?
You know what time it is? It is time for another Untethered episode, which is Untethered number 28.
That's correct.
We are here with, obviously, Allie.
Hey.
And Daniel.
Plenty of Daniel
in the room. There's enough Daniel to go around for today. Anyway.
Was that a Rain Man reference?
That's kind of what I was going for, but it was like terrible.
I thought it was, so.
Yeah.
We're just
ripping. What, you thought it was terrible or a Rain Man reference?
Both.
Jeez.
Yeah, it continues.
Yet again, we are all having a stroke.
Oh my God, and my tongue is swelling in a crazy way.
Visual of that is too much.
I'm just here.
I almost licked my mic and it was very gross.
Double fisting it as always. Both in life and whatever.
Okay. In the front and the back.
Anyway, let's get into some stories. How do we do that? Who wants to go first?
I will. Mary just sent me this today.
Thank you, Mary.
Yeah. There was a woman who was held captive since May. It is the middle of July.
wow.
She was rescued.
And I'm not laughing
yeah,
at
no,
this.
Like, that's a minute.
Like,
that's
what?
Like, what,
okay.
10 weeks or something?
Yeah.
Like, that's a minute. She was held captive since May, and she was rescued after leaving notes in public restrooms. This is in the U.S. This is in Pennsylvania. She was leaving scraps of paper in public restrooms, and those helped Pennsylvania authorities track down and rescue her. She left a note saying that she was being sexually and physically assaulted by a man. She said she was being held against her will, asked anybody who saw the note to call 911, gave the address, warned that the man had a knife. She said, if I don't make it, tell my family I love them.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. And she said, it said police investigated the address listed on the note and nobody answered the door. Authorities also attempted to contact the woman by phone, but were told by the man that she was on vacation in New York.
Yeah, checks out.
Okay. Then it's just like, so then, anyway, on Saturday, another note was found, and I'm like, wait, the implication here is that were like, oh, the dude says she's on vacation, so it's all fine.
Yeah, the police were just like, oh, okay.
Right? Like, I'm fuming. That's, no.
Pennsylvania police. Pennsylvania, right?
Do better.
Yeah. Get your shit together.
Better. Yeah.
Jeez.
Talk about a half-ass investigation.
Yeah. Or else
we
didn't.
Well, I mean, like, honestly, we looked around the area and there was nothing.
We didn't see her.
So anyway,
that sounds,
no, like, honestly, they called it in. We looked out the windows of the precinct. Didn't see anything.
God damn it. So anyway. That sounds like the most Pennsylvania thing ever.
So then on.
What the fuck did you expect? Did you expect us to leave the fucking precinct?
That was on Thursday.
It's hot outside.
Yeah.
That was on Thursday. Then on Saturday. So two fucking days pass of the cops being like, she must be fine. She's on vacation.
Yeah.
On Saturday, another note was found in a different women's bathroom at a museum about 65 miles southeast of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
This one said she'd been held since May 1st, gave the address again, said that she is not on vacation, said that she heard the police knocking at the residence, that the abuse has not stopped, and please don't give up on trying to go to the police for her.
Okay.
So that one prompted authorities to return to the home on Sunday with a SWAT team. They saved her. They arrested the man. He's 38. His name's Corey Brewer. He's charged with multiple crimes, including sexual assault, strangulation, and unlawful restraint. Apparently, he threatened to kill her and her family if she left. They were previously in a relationship, and she used to have a restraining order against him.
I have thoughts.
Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts.
Okay, one.
Honestly, it looks like they're leaking out from below your, like, headphones, so what? Please.
Oh, shit. My ectoplasm. All right, one. Strangulation is a crime? Like, on its own?
Yes.
Strangulation? You're charged with strangulation?
It's absolutely a form of assault.
Well, I'm assuming
it just
strangulation.
Seems pretty specific.
I'm assuming strangulation would be like against someone's will. Because, I mean, there's some weird like sexual acts.
Well, yeah, but
like right?
When you go to court, wouldn't it just be assault and not.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? It's specifically.
So many states have so many specific different laws. I have no idea.
That has been. So since we've started this podcast,
yeah.
It has been an absolute just like mind fuck as to how different state law or the differences between state laws and like stuff.
You mean that you retain the knowledge that is covered on here? Because I don't.
No. I don't retain it. I'm just saying that I remember shit that it's like, whoa. Vaguely. This is weird. No,
you would expect
this
that.
This is different from here I get or there.
I get where you're
or
saying.
Or everywhere.
I get where you're going. Mm-hmm. But to explain what I'm saying is like, you would expect someone that covers stories and learns about different crimes and different violent offenses to know about it in the future. Me, however.
We don't retain that. No.
I don't retain that.
I covered a story about what now?
I love legal stuff and I love learning different things about the criminal system, but I cannot remember all the different, especially like state to state is different.
No,
stuff.
But dude, time out. Whoa. State to state. Nobody fucking can.
No.
That is why you have to be, that's why you have to like fit these.
That's what attorneys are for.
Yes, exactly. And guess what? They specialize in one thing in one state.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Yeah. So it's like, I mean, fuck, man.
My second comment is, and it may, fucking trigger alert, or trigger warning, maybe a little bit controversial, but me, held that knife point for that long?
Well, it's still the implication
how long was it?
Come at me with a knife,
10
bro.
Weeks.
Come at
Wait,
me
Wait, time
with
out. This man is saying, come at me with a knife. He's like 6'2", like fucking, dude, I'm not going to come at you with anything but a like cold beer because I don't want to fucking like end up in the hospital.
But there's also the thing that he said, if you leave, I'll kill you and your family. That's pretty big.
Mm. Well, yeah, I'm putting myself in... I understand, like, I get the differences between me and this woman or whatever. I get that. The level of trauma that it inflicts on the mind and all that. But what I'm saying here is, like, if someone comes at me with a knife, motherfucker, you're going to be knocked out on the floor before you get to me with, you know, like...
If I'm going to assail Larry, I'm going to bring a gun.
But let's also picture...
You get within arm's reach.
Yeah. And he's got long arms. So it ain't that far.
There's so much we don't know about it. Yeah, there's so much. Like, for all we know, she's disabled and can't physically fight him. Yeah, or she's... weighs 105 pounds he is 300 pounds of muscle. And the knife is a machete. Yeah. Like... And, so there's so many factors.
And, not real,
like,
real quick
to be clear,
about this,
not
the
to
size.
Knock anything off of this, but you know, just on my own perspective, I'm just like, you know, I like to put myself in the situation, and I'm like, well, if someone's going to kidnap me, one, why would they want to? Second, what are they going to get out of it?
And also, they may,
Megan, put the knife away. Larry said that he doesn't want to get kidnapped.
Well, so, like... My best friend's house growing up, the front door deadbolt was a key on the inside.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, like...
Did they leave a key in
it? They did, for safety, which good.
Sure,
good.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
If you took that key out, like, if someone was locked in your house, they can't just easily, like, run the fuck out the front door.
For sure.
You know, if it was something like that. Yeah. Or the implication of, like, I'm going to kill your family if you try to leave.
Yeah.
Like, so...
Yeah,
so
she may be in the circumstance where she's not able to defend herself. And I totally get it.
Sure.
And that's not, I'm not attacking her in any kind of way whatsoever. I want to make that 100% clear.
And I'm sure it crossed your mind of like, okay, what if I left? Sure.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So,
God. All right. So I'm going to go completely against what I said previous to this show, and I'm going to cover what I said I wasn't going to, because I did want to get your guys' take.
So she is, just to be clear, she is safe.
She's safe.
Recovered.
She's good. She seems to be fine.
Okay.
Hopefully dude gets the book thrown at him.
I hope he does. Yes.
Yeah. True. All right. So Megan sent me this one, and I wanted to get your guys, your guys' take on this, because this just seemed really weird to me. So, woman claims she was threatened with no-fly list after disposing of diaper on flight to Houston.
Okay. Mm. Just off the article, I want to kind of guess.
Sure.
Does she flush it down the toilet?
No.
Does she throw it at another passenger?
Nope.
Does she put it in front of her seat?
Nope.
Okay, then I have nothing.
No. Guess what? She disposes of it in a trash can.
What the fuck?
Okay. So okay. Let me
wrapped up like you should, or just loose.
If it's in a trash can.
No, no, no. The diaper.
The diaper.
You know
itself.
How you wrap the diaper up once you finish.
Yeah, I know. I get it, but. Does it matter is the question.
If the trash can is just like open and out in the aisle like, or something, okay. Yeah.
No. It's like not just out open in the aisle. Like, it's in the bathroom.
Still.
What? Okay. All right. So let's get into this. Because that's why I thought that this would be fun because parent, non-parent, parent kind of thing.
Is,
so.
This is my reaction right here.
Larry has a pause screen of the guy that's covering this with this kind of perplexed look on his face.
Just kind of looks like he's smelled the diaper.
Yeah. So a woman flying from Seattle to Houston says she's now banned from an airline for an unusual reason. Guess what? I just told you the reason. Dr. Farah Khan, which is weird because... Yeah, anyway.
Is it Delta Airlines?
No, it's not. Mesa Airlines, flight to Houston, let's see. Last Friday, when she threw away her daughter's diaper into the trash near the changing station. So that right there...
That's what it was meant to do.
Okay, so that was my...
I'm so mad about this.
That was my hot take, but keep listening.
Why?
Khan says a flight attendant angrily confronted her, telling her the diaper was a biohazard and saying she needed to fish it out of the trash.
Now, I feel like the bathroom trash is understood to be biohazardous.
Okay, so question. Is there a difference between someone going to the bathroom with a nosebleed... Throwing that in the trash can?
No.
Or you changing a diaper?
No.
And putting that in the trash
can? At least a diaper, you can contain it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can contain the feces in the diaper.
And I don't know, I'm going to say,
What if someone, sorry.
No, how about
it? Blake's mad.
honestly, because it really is, it's tough as a parent, that it's like, you're in this situation, first of all, they have a changing table.
Even as
they
have a changing table. You would have to at least think, okay.
Where else are you going to put it?
Yeah, they have a kid that... you know what happens when you don't change your kid's diaper in time? Yeah.
I do.
Big time fucking
he
rashes.
He sits in it all fucking day and doesn't say... No, just
and the other passengers are just going to smell it.
No, I agree.
Right?
I agree.
Not to mention the health implications of the child. But okay, I'm wondering off.
No, you're good.
What if a diabetic went in there to take their insulin and
that's
dispose,
a good point.
Like, do they have a sharps container? Would they get mad if, like, they put their needle
that's
in their sharps
really
container?
That's a really good point, because I don't know... I don't know how they deal with needles on long flights and stuff. That's a good point, man. That's a really good point.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So, anywho. So, she said that after the flight, she got multiple... So, first of all, the flight attendant confronted her, told her to fish it out of the trash. She fished it out of the trash. Okay?
And then what?
What's she supposed to do?
So... After the flight, she got multiple calls on her cell phone from a person who said they were with United Airlines. Quote, I picked up, because of a biohazard incident on the plane, you've been placed on the no-fly list. That's what the lady said.
So it was a connecting flight.
Yeah,
she
sounds,
went from Mesa
like
Airlines to...
Sounds like it.
What the fuck?
So she claims the phone call was soon laced with hatred and profanity. Got nothing there, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's American Airlines, so wouldn't
you? How about it's X Airlines, so...
Let's just hypothetically, a made-up name. Delta Airlines.
So Megan and I refuse to fly Delta anymore because of the fucking, like, just delays. That we literally were flying from California to Knoxville, and it took us 12 hours.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That was for those that didn't get that reference. That was a John Mulaney joke.
Shut up, Allie.
Yeah.
So, and this is quoting Dr. Farrakhan.
Oh, you said Southwest, not American. Sorry, right?
No, I said United.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. I believe I said United. I've had a couple I said tumbles. United. No, you're good. I don't know how to protect my family from somebody who seems clearly unhinged, Khan said through tears. So what do I do? So the main issue that that we're dealing with at this point is she doesn't know who contacted her. She doesn't know how they got her information. Mm-hmm. And she's thinking, which obviously we don't know this, but she's thinking that it's the flight attendant mm-hmm. that reported confronted it. Her. Should they have access to a,
well, I
not
don't,
a customer, shit, what's it called?
A passenger's
fucking like personal information, anything yeah. other than their name and their seat number.
I don't know how much information a flight attendant is privy to, mm-hmm. so I don't know how to answer that. But in my opinion,
would you not think that they could walk off and they know the people at the gates, kind of
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, oh, of
and
course.
And the people at the fucking gates, though,
especially
right?
if they're on like a route that,
sure.
that they're constantly yeah, walking around yeah. the same people.
It's like, oh hey,
do me a favor. What's the woman in 12A's?
Yeah, you know? Yeah,
that's fucked up.
It's super fucked.
That's fucked up. Yeah. That's a lot of information that I believe they don't have the authority to have.
Yeah.
Unless it was like a legitimate, like, terroristic concern.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a diaper.
Well, and like I said, I don't know this. Well, I'm saying this now if I didn't say it previously. I don't know this for sure, but in the video that they're running, like, at the top of the story, they show a diaper that has pee in it, which, in my opinion, I mean,
so
dude, that's
probably wasn't
like
shit. If,
that's what I'm wondering.
I'm also going to guess that yeah. that might just be a like they probably don't have the picture of the diaper. Uh-huh. Probably,
and but I don't know if there's some kind of investigation going on at this point that would be like,
yeah,
because she did fish it out. So
that's fucked up, dude. If I was this lady, I'd be suing the shit out of people.
Dude, well, it was one of these things that I'm just like, it sounds like somebody didn't, and you know it. It's one of these things that, like, I try to see it from both sides, that it's like, you know what, I get it, like, you don't want to, you know, people choose to not have kids, and they don't want to fucking clean up after kids, and
sure,
I get that.
Sure.
That's but, your fucking job! Well,
I get that also. I'm playing devil's advocate yeah. at this point, but if there is a trash can beside, and there is, I've read this short thing, this is not... There's not a, it's not a treasure trove of information, mm-hmm. but excuse me. If there is a trash can next to a changing table, what the fuck do you expect to find in that trash can?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's my hot take kind of thing. That it's like, okay.
Yeah.
If it's unless, and this is what I was looking for after reading that, if, because sometimes they'll say, hey, do not put these waste mm-hmm. items mm-hmm. in this trash can. I get it. Understandable. You know, if you're supposed to have some kind of like little airtight bag that you're supposed to keep diapers with you and all that shit and the
I've
duration.
Never heard of that, though.
I've never heard of it
so
either.
So what do they do with a puke bag?
And that's a good point. Yeah.
I
don't know.
They provide the bag. It's waste from your body.
Put it in your backpack, passenger.
What the fuck?
But this was just like one of these weird things that I, in my opinion, I don't think there's enough real information here to like truly yeah. make a ruling on this. But like, given the information, I'm just like, dude, this woman is going to take United for some cash.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. but,
man.
Anywho, that's about all I got for that.
Speaking
one,
of
so.
Nuts.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Fucking 80. Okay.
Oh, so. Shit. Do I need to put them back in?
Wait. They did. Who are you, Peter Griffin?
No, I said put them back in. Oh. Like, I was airing them.
U.S. Customs officer finds meth shipment hidden inside peanut shells.
What?
And this happens, of course, out of all places, in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, of shit. Course. Good old... Oh, no, I can't sing Rocky Top. Just no. shit. Wrong side of the state, so...
Officers with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection say they discovered several hundred grams of methamphetamine hidden inside peanuts at the express consignment hub in Memphis.
That seems like so much more work than it's worth.
Oh, you got to glue each peanut shell back together?
Even if they somehow like drilled it or something, like this just none of this makes sense. So
this officer X-rayed a shipment that was being sent from Mexico to Texas when they discovered that some suspicious anomalies were inside.
These nuts don't have nuts in them.
The manifest listed the shipment as a regional bread, roasted peanuts, regional dust, sweet made of corn. That's a whole fucking weird sentence. Yeah. Authority says that when they broke open a peanut shell, they discovered a white crystalline substance inside. The substance later tested positive for methamphetamine.
Jeez, my God.
Dude. And their Twitter. Dude. Okay. the CBP Gulf Coast official Twitter tweets, quote, anybody want a peanut? Like in all caps.
God. Wait, who tweeted this?
The Customs and Border Patrol. Wait, what does CBP stand for? Customs and Border Protection, the Gulf Coast section of. So
ain't no Gulf in Memphis.
Gulf Coast area, so that would cover Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi.
Maybe it's something.
It's a region.
I would wonder if it's not something with the Mississippi, like that. It's like okay. Some kind of waterway. Okay. I don't know. I'm guessing. I don't know.
They continue by saying,
"Allie's like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool.
I would love to live near a coast, but we do not."
They continue in this tweet by saying, "Andre the Giant to Wallace Shawn, the Princess Bride. The fuck."
I love the Princess Bride.
Memphis seized. What do they have to do with this? Yeah. Memphis seized 489 grams of methamphetamine hidden in individual peanut shells. Good work by the whatever field office. and then they show the peanuts with meth inside of them. I just want to point out 489 grams. That's a lot of meth.
Do you realize how many peanuts that is?
Yeah, that's a lot of peanuts. And what the fuck?
Dude, that's a little over a pound, right?
Yeah, I just Googled it. It is.
Yeah. Because I think 454 is a pound. Something like that.
So the authorities obviously had shit to say, right? Yeah. And they were quoted by saying, they said, my experienced officers long ago lost all surprise at the smuggling methods they encounter every shift. Yeah. Said the area port director, Michael Neapert. Why do I always choose articles with weird fucking names?
That's because all the drug articles have weird names. I promise. Anything that I've ever covered has had, like, insane names.
He continues by saying, narcotics and fruits, nuts, baked goods, shoes, toys, and all kinds of other items disguised as gifts and other legitimate shipments fly through the express consignment world. These days, you can get a gram of methamphetamines at half the price of what cocaine costs. And twice the potency.
Is he selling this?
Yeah, he sounds like he's selling it.
Yeah, he's like, I mean, like, honestly, don't fuck around with cocaine. You can get meth for a lot cheaper.
I'm proud we were able to keep this shipment from getting into its destination. So in all, authorities said they seized 489 grams, which is the equivalent of 2,445 doses of meth.
Jeez.
Yeah, man.
That is insane. That's, like, honestly, what does that translate to peanuts?
So, Five Guys. check your fucking peanuts, man.
Oh, my God. Might be some method.
What if they were going to Five Guys?
What if that's the front?
That's a front.
They're like, our burgers are good, but have you had our meth?
Both are addictive.
Yes.
That's why they give you so many fucking fries. That's it. To disguise the
shit. I swear they cut back. They don't give as many fries as they used to. I swear.
Yeah, dude. I've noticed, honestly. Because I was like, oh my God. We used to just split up large. A blarge.
Could you imagine walking into Five Guys and, like, the cashier is the dealer, and you go in there and you go, I need some peanuts to go, and then they tell you which barrel to get them out of.
Oh hell!
Yeah, you're like, can I get a cheeseburger all the way, and some of your peanuts?
Yeah.
Can I get
your peanuts, man?
Can I get one meth?
See, that's it. God, she's in here again. Holy shit.
Bitch still thinks she needs drugs, and she does not need drugs. Somebody come get this bitch.
Show her where the exit is. She keeps on asking for one weed and one meth.
It doesn't even make
We don't
sense.
Know what she's asking
she's
for.
She's such a nerd. Get her out of here.
She's so bad at taking drugs.
Oh, damn it. She's just over here playing Animal Crossing on her fucking Nintendo.
Shut the fuck up. Like,
I don't know what to do with her, dude.
She said she was waiting on her meth peanuts. We don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's a wild ass story. Memphis, that's I need you to do awesome. Better. No,
Memphis
actually
do better.
Good on you, Memphis, for catching it. It wasn't Memphis'
yeah.
fault.
True.
Memphis caught it.
True.
But it came out of it was from, of course, Mexico to Texas.
Yeah.
Blame the Mexicans for everything.
Honestly.
I say that,
Larry, I'm going to have to frisk that bag
I know.
that you brought in.
I say that as I roll my eyes.
Oh, my God. All right. Well,
Short and sweet.
Does anybody? Okay. I'm right. Well, you know what? This is what we're going to do. All right. Let me get the bow out. And let me clip it. And there we go. It's tied. It's beautiful. It's a pretty little package. It's called Tethered Radio Untethered, number 28.
See, we've been spoiling people with hour-long
episodes. I know. You'll get no more. You'll get no more.
Okay, wait. I want to put one little positive thing in here before.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
This was an AP story, and it said this girl was 6 years old. She got snatched off her bike, and she was found really quickly because bystanders called in tips. And that's... so good to hear, not like, here's an Amber Alert, we've not seen her in a month. Like, it's so good
Dude,
to see a good ending.
Have you seen stuff in Knoxville about
the little kid,
and they're like, oh,
wait,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, there was a little girl, I believe, that
she's
went
like
missing.
Five.
Yeah, and the
it's been like four or five weeks.
And honestly, hell, I don't mind mentioning this. I believe her name is Summer Wells.
Yes.
I don't know her description.
Little, blonde.
Yeah, but it's super sad, and I'm yeah.
Okay, but on a positive note,
yes,
Daniel.
Yes, sorry. No, I'm sorry. It just made me think of
no,
that.
No, I know.
Because,
that's what brought
that. I've been getting notifications left and right,
it's
and I'm
awful.
Just like, damn, dude, I can't even imagine.
So this little girl in Kentucky was snatched off her bicycle by a stranger, and she was found really quickly and returned to her family, and the suspect was charged because neighbors called it in. Like, people called in, and they had a detailed description of the vehicle and partial license plate number, and that helped them catch this guy, like, super quick.
That's just so, like, honestly, I love the Amber Alert stuff,
but I
just feel, like, so almost helpless when I get that shit that I'm like, I'd barely leave my fucking house, honestly. I'm taking care of my kids.
Well, even then, like, what are the odds that you're going to see this, like, beige Buick with the license plate? Like, you know, but they found the car matching the description within 30 minutes
Damn.
And arrested this guy.
Nice.
I love that, dude.
He has pleaded not guilty.
Oh,
okay. Okay. You have the kid that you snatched.
No,
it
not
was,
me.
It actually
no,
was
no,
not,
I'm not
misunderstanding.
Me. I'm not.
Who
me.
Is this Trump? No. Fake news.
One neighbor.
I have a fake news shirt that I was gonna wear, but I was like, "You guys will like accuse me of Trump shit," and I'm like, "But the best part is that it has all of the mainstream media things on it."
Nice.
So,
one neighbor that saw the child being taken told the TV station that he saw a car come around the corner, park in the middle of the street. A dude got out and grabbed the girl by the collar, threw her bicycle, put her in the passenger seat, and took off. And he chased the vehicle, was able to get partial license plate. When they found the vehicle, body camera video shows him opening the passenger side to find the crying girl.
Oh, man.
And the other sergeant puts the dude under arrest.
Dude,
and the little girl says, I want my daddy.
Oh.
I know.
That's awesome.
And it's like, stranger abductions are rare.
Yeah.
They happen, and they're awful, but like, still tell your kids about stranger danger.
Also, shout out That's a win for the dad because they usually ask for the mom.
I know, right? Yeah. I'm like, dude, that kind of made my heart melt a little bit.
That's so sweet.
I'm like, dude, my kid's like, fuck you, dad. I want mommy. And I'm like, dude, I fucking do everything for you.
You're like, also me. I want mommy.
Yeah. Mommy. Yeah. I'm like, dude, you got to share that woman with me. Not in that sense. Anyway.
You went there.
Yeah, sorry.
You did it to yourself.
Anyway, I'll show myself out. Just good to see a damn happy story.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
We need this.
Yeah, I had to throw that in before we wrap this episode.
In 2021. Yeah. Fuck, man. Anywho, so we're wrapping with the silver lining that is whatever, the silver lining to 2021, man, because it's been a year.
Yep.
And I know it's been a year for everybody, so but anywho, this has been Untethered, episode 28. Well, if you're new to the Tether Radio stuff, this is our shorter stuff. Full episodes come out on Mondays along with the newsletter. You can sign up for the newsletter at tetherradio.substack.com. No, I just wanted to set it up. Anyway, I figured I'd let you guys. I figured I'd let that one hang.
I thought you crashed there. Are we gonna have to restart?
But and then you just hear it.
Damn it, Zuckerberg again.
Anywho, thank you guys so much for checking out episode 28 of Untethered. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Larry.
And until Monday, take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye.